Peter approached Jesus and asked him the limit of mercy. He thought that mercy could be limited. How often must I forgive? Probably he thought our Lord would tell him a specific time, number of times. Jesus answered him, as often as 77 times. What the Lord Jesus was trying to tell him here is numberless. And then in response to that, he told a story of how the kingdom of heaven is. A kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who has many servants. And as he was doing his account, one of the servants was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. The servant was not able to pay. And then he knelt down, made him homage, and asked him, "Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full." The master was lenient. Had pity on him, not just letting him go, but then he forgave the loan entirely. And when he left the presence of the master, he saw his fellow servant who also owed him equally. This time a very small amount compared to what the master has just forgiven him. He choked the person, sent the person to prison. An onlooker, who was also a servant, saw what happened and then went and reported the case to the master. The master called him back, sent him to torturers, and then he was kept there in prison until he is able to pay his debt. The whole story would have ended there. A few people would have been able to read the lessons from there. But Jesus did not want to hang the story there. He went further to say, "So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." Which then means he was addressing all of us. In which case, most of us play the character of this unforgiving servant. The Lord Jesus looked at us and then tells us, "So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." The gospel we are reading today centers on the theme of forgiveness. Forgiveness is not something simple. When you look at somebody who hurts you. But one thing about forgiveness is that forgiveness does not portray weakness, not at all. Rather, it shows how strong you are to be able to overcome the hurt, somebody who hurts you, to be able to overcome that and forgive the person. It shows your strength. It shows that you emulate our Lord Jesus Christ, who, standing on the cross, said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And hence, we are followers of Christ. Jesus wants us to forgive others. And when you look at the way God forgives us, the first and the most important sign of forgiveness and love is that cross we look up here to. Because it was a sign of his love that he wants to forgive us. He forgives us because he loves us. Not because we are so worthy, but because he loves us. And therefore he handed over his son to die so that he will forgive us from there. And then he wants us to be like that. To forgive others. If you sit back and think, You come across people every blessed day. Some people hurt you. Some people you feel you shouldn't forgive them because we are humans. And you always feel, what he did to me was so wrong, I cannot forgive him. Yeah, we are acting like human beings. We want to live a good life. We want to live a life that we want to tell others we are humans. But when you hear what St. Paul tells us, none of us lives for oneself. That means the life we live is for God. But if we live, we live for the Lord. And of course, if we live for the Lord, we then have to be like the Lord, the forgiving God. And when you look at how we ourselves, we disobey God. When you look at the way we commit sins every blessed day, yet when you go to the confessional, God forgives you. God also wants you to be like that, to always forgive, if truly you want to be like him. Last Sunday, the central theme was that of fraternal correction. And today the theme here is forgiveness. And forgiveness, most of, like I said, sometimes it's difficult, it's very difficult. But when you see one thing behind every other thing, and that is that you are looking at the love of God, not that person who hurts you, not that person who is looking for your downfall, not that person in the office who is always looking for something, one thing or the other, to say against you. Not that person who will go around gossiping about you in the office, in the class, or wherever. Because in class or in the office, you will meet somebody who will not like you. No matter what you do, he will always be looking for your fault. Even if that person is your boss. And you, when you come to know this, you find it difficult to live with such a person, to work with such a person. And each time you see that person, there's a way you feel. But when you remember that you are living for God, that the life you live is for God, then you see that there's need for you to forgive that person. And once you do that, you know that you are not just doing it for that person who continuously hurts you, but you are doing it for God, the God who continuously shows you love. And in that case, then you show your strength in forgiveness. Not in trying to prove that you can do it. Not in trying to prove the other person. And of course, when you forgive somebody, it doesn't mean that that person is so just. It's because you understand what you are doing. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Unfortunately, we as Christians, we as the receivers of the body of Christ, we as members of the mystical body of Christ, we sit down sometimes and hate others. Sometimes you hate somebody just for nothing. The Lord Jesus calls on us today to love one another, to forgive. And then he leaves us with this statement. In fact, he concludes the whole thing with, so will your heavenly Father do to you. That means he will also call you back and sentence you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart. Forgiveness comes from the heart, not lip service. Not just telling someone, okay, I forgive you, and yet you still continue to bear grudge against that person. So to show that you truly, your life belongs to God, that you live for the Lord, then always open your mind, open your heart, and forgive, so that God himself will also forgive you. Let us stand up and profess our faith in God.